What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Tom Ackerman.
And I'm Megan Lynch. We're expecting more details later today about a man facing multiple rape counts after meeting his victims on dating apps. The St. Louis County prosecutor has charged 28-year-old Baldwin man Yahya Mali in five separate incidents. Some reported they were allowed to leave his apartment. Some say they escaped. Another victim says she was forced to stay for hours and take multiple showers before she was allowed to leave. Mali's being held on $500,000 bond. The case against a man who ran over a woman, causing her to lose her ear and break her pelvis, has been dropped.
A year ago, Ellie Bentley hid in front of a car driven by Deontay Taylor when gunshots rang out in the Grove. Bentley's attorneys previously told KMOX she locked eyes with Taylor before he floored it, running her over and dragging her for two blocks before she finally came free from under the vehicle. Taylor was facing charges of leaving the scene of an accident that resulted in injury, and the case has now been dropped by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. Bentley, a native of the United Kingdom, moved to the United States with her then-boyfriend when he played for City SC and lived here after their relationship ended. Her last update on her GoFundMe in June says her fractures began to fuse and will soon regain function of her legs, hips, and lower back. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Circuit Attorney's Office released a statement to KMOX saying, in part, their office doesn't comment on the basis for decisions not to prosecute. We also reached out to Bentley's attorney. We're waiting to hear back. Missouri law enforcement looking for a 16-year-old, the subject of a Wisconsin Amber Alert. She was last seen in a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Authorities believe she is with a man driving her through Missouri. Sophia Martha Franklin is white female, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 186 pounds with blue eyes and brown hair. The suspect, Gary Day, a white, balding man.
Covering St. Louis City Hall.
Somebody in an office that their job is to manage the day-to-day operations of the city.
St. Louis Alderwoman Danielle Velasquez on a proposal that has passed out of committee that would change the form of government to a city manager or administrator. She says it's a very technical bill and it's important to get it right.
Velasquez wants to make sure there are no unintended consequences when it comes to implementing it.
So that's number one. Number two, people at the board have been very busy and they've been diving into all sorts of deep things like the Rams settlement, and there hasn't been a whole lot of time for folks to really think through all the questions they have, and this just gives them more time to do so. I'm also heartened by the fact that we have four of my colleagues who want to do a working group already. Alderman Cohn, Alderman Aldrich, Alderman Vollmer, and Alderwoman Schweitzer. So I think that bodes well. People who want to really dive in and get to the details so we can hit the ground running when we get back.
Velasquez plans on moving the legislation as fast as she can when they start the new aldermanic session. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
After a mess this year with bus service for the St. Louis Public Schools, the board announces a new transportation provider. It's called Zoom. Each bus will have a scanner and each student an ID card, so both can be tracked through an app. Zoom claims school transportation routes are optimized based on student location, traffic, and school schedules. It will be ready for the next academic year.
Now, KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer.
Doctors say they continue to see an increase in measles cases, especially in areas where there are low vaccination rates.
In Texas alone, there are at least 24 cases of measles in Gaines County, bordering New Mexico, which has one of the highest rates of vaccination exemptions in the country. Dr. Amish Adalja at Johns Hopkins University.
I think this is really a reminder that measles is still a risk, and it is kind of the canary in the coal mine. It's the most contagious infectious disease known to humans. And when we start to see measles outbreak, that's a sign that there is a chink in the armor of vaccination.
At least 9 of the 24 cases in Texas have ended up with people being hospitalized. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
There's concern at St. Louis City Hall and other cities with what the proposed Trump administration cuts will mean. Jim Brown is a lobbyist for City Hall.
It would be nothing like we've seen over the last 40 or 50 years. So where we are tonight is that, thank heavens, the judiciary has stepped up and intervened on 5 or 6 TROs, one involving state and local funding, which dramatically affected us, forcing retirements of thousands of federal employees who do not want to retire, wiping out the Consumer Protection Agency, USAID.
Brown calls it a bull in a china shop approach to federally funding projects. Mayor Jones convened a special estimate and apportionment meeting last night to present what she says is a realistic approach to what the city could be looking at. From the KMOX Business Desk, St. Louis County has been named one of America's best mid-size employers by Forbes, the annual list based on surveys of employees who rate workplace satisfaction, workplace culture, and benefits. County Executive Sam Page says internal survey data tells them more than 85% of county employees enjoy their jobs.
Missouri's Attorney General is suing Starbucks over DEI practices. The suit claims consumers in the Show Me State would pay lower prices and wait less time for service if the most qualified workers were behind the counter. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says the AG's office will have a tough time proving that in court.
The way that you would attempt to prove that would be to show that because individuals are being excluded from consideration for hiring, then stores had fewer employees. Because of fewer employees, there was longer wait times. Other individuals had to be paid overtime to compensate for the lack of employees. So therefore, prices have to be raised because of the overtime paid to those employees who may be Black, Indigenous, or female. But again, while that may work in theory, I think that's going to be extremely difficult to prove in reality.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.